In the novel, these true stories from just after the Civil War mingle with Leonard Pitts's fictional tale.
To me, it's such a fascinating and little-known fact that all of these African-American newly freed slaves went to such great lengths to reconstitute their marriages and reconstitute their families. And nobody really knows about this. Nobody really talks about this. But you've got 20 years after the war of people placing ads and walking across counties and states. And I just like the idea of using real ads to emphasize that this, you know, this is a real story. These were real people who were looking for their loved ones.
And there are so many different little stories that Sam encounters as he travels right. in the South. Slaves who are trying to find their families and their masters won't give them their loved ones back,
right.
or slaves that are killed on the way out.
Right.
What did you want to explore with these different anecdotes?
I just like the idea of sort of giving the full dimension of it. Like, there's a lady in the book who is looking for her daughter, and there's something slightly demented about this poor lady because she's looking for her baby that she hasn't seen in 20 years, and she can't seem to kind of get it through her head that her baby is no longer a baby. Her baby is a grown woman. And that's an actual, you know, that actually happened. And I find that just very painful and very poignant in terms of what it says about what slavery did to this poor woman. So, you know, all these dimensions of things that were happening, we tend to have this image of the end of the Civil War as being the slaves said, okay, we're free now, and hallelujah and jubilee, and threw their hose down and went on to begin, you know, building whatever freedom was going to be. It was a lot more difficult, painful, and complex than that.
Even within the characters themselves, one of the characters, Tilda, the act of walking away from her master is yeah. difficult.
Yeah, that's another thing. There were a lot of slaves who, either because of fear, which is what it was in Tilda's case, or because of devotion, freedom had to be a decision for a lot of slaves. Freedom was not just this automatic thing that came because somebody came and read a notice that said, you all are free now. That's the legal aspect of it. But in terms of the emotional aspect of it, if I've been owned all of my life and I'm 20, 30, 40 years old, I have to define for myself intellectually and emotionally what freedom means and what I can now do.
Leonard, is there a character in the book that you identified with, or that is kind of like taken from your family?
I don't know that there's one who I'd say is exactly like me, but Sam has some of my traits. He's this man who, you know, he was owned along with his wife by a woman who had rather progressive ideas for those times, who allowed the slaves to read, for instance. And he is a man who has sort of taken refuge in books and uses words as a shield. And I do know that if I'm in an argument with somebody who's white and I feel like they're treating me as less than, the verbiage, the level of the verbiage will raise, and I'll start using 5 and 7 syllable words.
Which is what Sam does in the book.
Which is what Sam does. I'll start using words that I'm pretty sure they don't know.
Which doesn't always help him.
I wanted to make that point. And in that, I'm sort of talking to myself as well. It's like, you know, it's a tick. But the fact of the matter is, if people are determined to treat you in that way, you know, you're using, you know, language isn't really going to, it may make you feel good, you know, temporarily, but what else is it really going to accomplish?
And we've talked very seriously about the period, but this is, at the heart, a romance.
Yes.
And you look like a very serious man, but you clearly have a romantic streak.
Yeah, from when I was from very young, all my favorite songs were love songs. I'm just drawn to this idea of you know, particularly in the current environment where we see so much and we talk so much about the African-American family and African-American men and women in terms of dysfunction and in terms of distance and separation. I am just absolutely enthralled by this idea that there was a time when we as African-Americans walked across mountains and meadows to be back together. With no guarantee that I'm even going to find you on the other side of that mountain, I'm yet going to walk that mountain. To me, that is a very, very powerful thing. And that's, you know, that's one of the driving forces that made me want to write this book.
Leonard Pitts, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Writer Leonard Pitts, Jr. You can read his syndicated column for the Miami Herald and in many other papers. His new novel is called Freeman.